Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we're giving y'all some advice. We discuss where to hide your fan shrine, tips for dating apps, how to survive wedding season, and what to do when you got fake friends. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you're an eligible AT&T wireless customer, you can stream Psychobabble again and again because they are giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Oh.
My sweet.
Hey.
You're my sweet, sweet.
Hi.
You want a high five on set?
Hey.
Why are you always trying to touch me now?
I feel a connection to you.
You just want body.
I don't know if I've ever felt something so deep as my friendship for you.
Thank you.
There you have it.
Do you want to touch my body?
I don't. But I want to touch your
heart.
Is it
because you hate Mariah Carey?
I want to touch your heart. I want to open your dang body up and poke at your little artery. Heartery.
Which way are you going to get it?
Through a tube. Or wait, how do you do
I meant, were
science?
You going through my mouth or through my...
A tube.
You would poke my heart.
I would.
If you could play with one of your own organs.
I would play it like chopsticks.
How do you feel about when you have surgery and they remove something from your body and they won't let you keep it?
Don't love that.
Because they say it's medical
foreskin
waste.
Oh.
Like they take out your spleen and you can't have it.
Oh.
They take out your kidney stones and you can't have
it. Wisdom teeth you can keep.
They take out your... It's medical waste.
It's not... I don't know.
You don't want it? You seem like the type who's going to keep an umbilical cord.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Keep a foreskin.
I don't like when I'm rummaging through somebody's freezer and they've got...
Placenta. That's never happened to you.
Well, 100% it has. When I used to babysit.
You would babysit and they had...
And you know me. I'm cooking everything.
Tupperware.
Not Tupperware.
Gladware.
You know what
in the freezer.
My parents had is what? Slices of their wedding cake. Even post-divorce.
You're supposed to have that.
Post-divorce? Girl. Honey.
Because it was that short of a wedding? There's no way it was post-divorce.
I guess,
Wedding cake from 6 years ago.
17 at this point, if not 40. I don't
you
know
You think that's
going to really well.
Upkeep... No.
Anyway, here's my advice for you.
What is it?
Let's do some advice.
Bing. Why did you want to just dive right into the advice? I was having fun talking about organs with you.
Okay, well, then maybe a question will ask us about organ play.
Well, this first question comes via someone who posted their Twitter handle.
Oh, well, then do you want to include it?
Yeah.
We'll give them that shout out.
Yeah. It says, my name is Grace, and I have a very important issue. Ooh. I started watching Psychobabble a couple of seasons ago, and it quickly became my favorite podcast. I think you guys are great, but now it's taking over my life. My Twitter account is a Corey fan account now, and I even have a group chat with other coolios called Corey Cools. The only problem is I want to create a shrine, but I don't have anywhere to put it. Please help. This is very urgent. From Grace at Coolio on Twitter.
Well, that is a great question.
Yeah.
So where do I put my Corey Cool shrine?
Yeah. I knew you had one.
Yeah, well, that's a good question.
So I was like, Grace wants to know.
I can relate to Grace on so many levels.
Yeah.
As somebody who wants to poke your damn little heart.
Did you watch Hey Arnold?
Yes, Helga.
And Helga had a shrine to Arnold.
And the gum and the this and the that.
What was it? And like she was making his football head.
Football, yes.
With a gum. Was that what it was?
Yes.
Yeah.
I loved that. That's me with you.
Yeah.
Where
in your house is your Corey Cool shrine?
I actually rent out a storage unit.
Okay.
Because it's one of those portable storage units.
It's gotten so big.
Yes. It gets really big.
After almost 10 years.
It's good for me because I can tour with it.
Tour with it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's one of those like portable where you can like hook it up to a trailer.
Yes, a trolley, if you will. And I can spray paint the siding with Corey fan art.
Okay. Fart.
Fart, if you will.
Corey Fart.
K-Fart.
K-Fart. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's my rap name also.
So I would advise you to really invest in
in a pod, whatever they're
called. Yes,
pod. Storage pod.
Or even a U-Haul and just don't return it.
Can you do that with a U-Haul?
I don't think... Well, they'll take down your info, but if you just vanish.
Yeah.
If you just really go if into hiding. If you
ghost with a U-Haul.
If you ghost the U-Haul, yeah. you can really get away with it.
Yeah. So, yeah, that makes sense. We're, I mean, if she can't afford all of that, like closet, under the bed.
You know where else is good?
Master bedroom in the house.
You can go to Urban Outfitters, a Gap.
The Baby
all,
Gap.
All of these places.
Justice.
Justice.
Icing.
Icing. Mm-hmm. Anywhere with a dressing room.
Okay.
And what I like to do is hide my goods under the little bench that in the dressing room. You can stick it. Yeah. And so it's kind of like your secret little place. So nobody's going to search your room and find your things, but you can keep all your Corey memorabilia in the Baby Gap on the bench in the dressing
room. Should I send her like a lock of hair?
Which hair?
A chewed piece of gum.
With hair in it?
Yeah, from my scalp.
Oh. Yeah.
An eyebrow hair? An eyelash.
I say what
I'll
we do.
I'll send her an envelope full of eyelashes.
Yes.
I.
You really should.
I've got those long lashes and they fall.
Mm.
Lash Blast by Cover Blast. Cover Girl.
Cover Girl.
There's only one photo in my hands and it's mine.
And it's Coolio.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, cool. I hope to join that group chat as an actual fan of you.
Oh, yeah, Corey Cools.
If you know what I like about this is that it fosters a bit of community.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you are a listener and you want to make some friends that also love the podcast, maybe you should dive deep into the hashtag psychobabble hashtag. Okay. And you might find some other people who love the podcast as much as you do.
Follow
them, say hello.
Yeah.
I like saying hello to these new people because you never know. It might be your new best friend. Why not try?
Wow.
Look at you. Poke their little hearts.
Poke their little hearts. When you were telling me the story about how your shrine is in a tractor trailer so you can move with it, reminded me of that time when we were driving and I saw that big weird thing on the back of a semi truck and I told you, that's the rib of a whale. And you believed me.
Why am I to not trust my friend?
It was just this huge, like, wooden something that was like taking up
Corey
the whole
said it was
semi.
A real whale's rib.
Tyler goes, what is that? I said, that's the rib of a blue whale. And he goes, oh my
God. I took a picture.
God.
I said, oh my God.
The rib of a whale.
I said, that. Where do you think they're taking it?
Yeah. Good. Now, do you think anyone would ever make a Tyler shrine?
Nope.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more.
Next piece of advice. This says, is this weird? Everyone in my school makes fun of me because I like to read. I don't usually get annoyed at things like this, but this has got to me. I don't know why, but I feel like I can rely on a book when I'm bored or feeling sad. If I lie and say that I hate reading, I feel guilty because that's part of me, and I don't want to change that. From Jay. My advice is fuck people who want to come for what you love. Don't yuck my yum.
Yeah. Are you kidding? Someone, I'm glad I'm not in high school
these
days.
These kids are garbage.
People make fun of you because you like reading.
She is a scholastic queen.
I can't even fathom. I remember when I was in high school, in my like 12th grade English class, which was like a required class we had to take, our teacher would be like, can I collect everyone's homework? And like me and my friend Jordan would like get up to turn in our homework and literally be the only two people in the class.
And people would make fun of you?
And people would be like, suck up, suck
Where are
ups.
They now?
Literally, probably in jail.
Like, okay, so.
They would call us suck ups for doing the required homework for the class.
See, that's a little different. I think that's an insanity.
I think this is insanity.
This, I think, is a lot more likely to be happening. People who think somebody who is a creative being. Exploring.
I just
and
can't
living.
Even fathom bullying someone for reading.
I can. I feel like that's people. These are dumb.
I know.
There's just dumb kids out there.
This Jay should just know that someday
I wanna bully that
those
kid.
People are going to be in jail. And they're not.
I think reading is beautiful. Reading is great. You should definitely indulge. If that's what you love to do, then great. I feel like it's.
Your book can be your best friend.
Yes.
Unless it's binge. I mean. I understand if they're making fun of you for reading binge.
I think it's really great to. Explore that because it lets you be creative in a way that you wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot of ways just like listening to a podcast or watching a TV show or with like there's story
or
there.
Or playing Pokemon
How's that weird
Go.
Or different? I think if that's what you dig, then that's what you dig.
And I'm like, can you? I
being able to escape in a book is a good thing.
Right. And it escape be like, I would just use.
I got you a book for your birthday.
I would tell them. I would use the biggest words that you've learned from reading and read them for Phil and be like, I'm sorry that you're dumb.
Mm.
And then I'd throw
She
a
went off.
Out. Yeah. Because dumb's the biggest word I've learned from reading. I'm sorry you're dumb. Is that a good insult?
Yeah.
Am I out? Have I lost my touch?
You may have lost your touch.
Am I out of the game?
Jay, I wish you the best.
Keep reading.
You know what I like about Barack Obama?
Read for pleasure.
He literally never stops reading.
You know who doesn't? Couldn't even name a book that they had read?
Donald Trump. Let's look at the difference between that and who do you want to be more like? And that's how Sue sees it.
And that's how Sue reads it. Thanks for the question, Jay. We're sorry that people are being so dumb. They're just insecure because they probably feel threatened that you're smarter than they are to be QH. Yeah.
My niece's picture is up in the library because she read like 400 books last year.
I don't believe
it. Girl, they're picture books.
Right.
No offense.
So now you're the bully.
I'm the bully.
So now you're the bully.
Next question.
I was going to say, I think we forgot to preface this episode with, by the way, we're not like...
Bullies.
Oh. Yeah, bullies or like expert advice professionals.
No, we're not. We're just your big bros looking to help a little
sister.
We're just
like, take this as if like you asked a friend and maybe if you like... would consider a friend's opinion. Yeah. And always thank you all for like sending in questions because we love doing these episodes.
Yeah. If you want your question heard, we'll tell you how to do it at the end of this episode.
Yes. Moving on. This one was literally like the shortest, sweetest one like few word question. It just says, how do you deal with fake people?
I don't.
From L.
I simply don't. I don't.
Yeah. Do you know like the last time someone was you felt like you were encountered a fakey Fakerson?
I really don't. I just don't.
Would you rather be friends with a fakey Fakerson or a flaky Flakerson?
A flaky Flakerson.
Yeah.
Same. I think I really don't. And I think that is, I'm coming from a place of super privilege where I meet a lot of great people.
Yeah.
And I have left places like my hometown, and I've been able to put myself in different situations where I meet a lot of these people. Imagine being in your hometown where you have so many people in your class, and these are the people you have to deal with.
Right. Oh, well, yeah.
Like,
my school was tiny.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I graduated with 40 people.
If the people that you went to school with were fake, you're kind of stuck with them. So, how do you deal with that?
Yeah. You just, get a good book, I guess.
Yes, honey. Yes, what?
Yeah.
I think the best piece of advice is you don't have to deal with them. If somebody's in your life or if somebody's surrounding what you do and where you are, that doesn't grant them access to you.
No.
I think.
Well, honestly, and I was going to say, if it's a situation now, like if I was – when I was in high school and I was there and my high school was super small and there were only 40 people in my class and blah, blah, blah. Like if those people – I found out those friends were fake. I mean, think of the ways to meet people nowadays. Like – you can meet people through a YouTube community. You can meet other fans of the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, you can use social media or chat rooms, if people even do that, to, like, make online pen pals, so to speak. And I think that's a good way to kind of escape fake people.
The best way to deal with fake people is to find real people.
Right.
And deal with them.
But I would say the best way to deal with fake people is to not deal with them.
Yeah.
Certainly be honest if... you want to.
So what does fake mean then? Like somebody who like acts
someone
like
who's
there's
like
something.
Acts like your best friend and then you find out they're
talks
talking
about you
shit
behind
your back.
See,
I would have.
No.
I mean,
when somebody shows you who they are, believe them.
Yeah.
If they say, oh, that's not what I did, or
right.
Oh, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. Like
they're
girl.
Like that skirt is so effing cute, and then they're like, that's the ugliest effing skirt I've ever seen.
No.
I felt like when we moved to San Francisco, we had to deal with some fake people the first time.
Yes, we did.
And I was like, no.
And you know
no.
what we did? We stopped inviting them to things.
And we cut them out of our lives.
Yes.
And I like I said, I understand what you were getting at. You're saying some people might not be in a position of privilege to do that. But yeah, to take advantage of what you do have, if you can make friends via an online community, make friends with real people. But I certainly wouldn't continue to put up with fake people in my life, especially if it's a repetitive behavior.
And look at the people that you are surrounded by that are good and are not fake and are supportive and be outwardly thankful for them and reinforce that good behavior and be like, you know what? I'm so happy that I can be honest and open up to you and feel like I can trust you. I feel like to tell somebody that only strengthens a relationship.
Absolutely.
And it's not just about cutting the bad people out of your life. It's about celebrating and being thankful for out loud for the good people in your life.
Yeah.
So that's that.
And say, bye, fakey Fakerson.
Bye, fakey Fakerson.
I can't even do that. How do you, like...
My advice to you is,
are you
practice.
Like, be aggressive. Be aggressive.
Yes. next question is,
This from one's M. A long is long. Do you want me to read it? I know how like.
No, I'll read. Well, you don't think I can read?
Yeah.
I love to read. Reads are my best friend.
Yeah, go. Read Reads it. Are. You read. I'm going to drink my water.
I'm 23, and I've been a bridesmaid in 6 months. I'm 23, and I've been a bridesmaid.
Take it from the top, sis.
Girl, I would love to take it from a top. I'm 23, and I've been a bridesmaid in 6 weddings. I love being a bridesmaid for my friends, but it is not cheap, and I'm still a law student. And while I'm shelling out all this money to be in their wedding, dress, bachelorette party, gifts, etc., people are literally furnishing their entire home for free. Oh, like
because the gifts. Wedding people. Like suddenly you get China yes, for yes. your wedding.
It gift. Is. It is. A, yeah. Well. Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. Whatever engaged person invited. Oh, what? These are typos, not it's, on me.
Bitch, that says invented. Learn to read.
Don't get me wrong. Whatever engaged person invented wedding showers is a genius.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But how is it fair that they're getting nice? Now I'm just self-conscious.
Right, yeah.
Nice. Don't, you know what? This goes back to bullies of reading. Let's explore.
You're like that kid in the class when you all have to like
girl, popcorn I would have been like, I'm 23, popcorn Corey. Now, where was I? But how is it fair that they're getting nice adult, put-together-looking apartments while I'm stuck with leftover garbage furniture from college, a.k.a. thrift stores, garage sales, curbs? Got any advice on how to cutely furnish your apartment on a budget, a.k.a. without a bunch of people giving you free crap just because you got married? And how to, as a single Pringle, navigate the wedding worshiping of your 20s? Love, peace, and chicken grease. M. Wow, what a beautiful question with...
Layers upon layers. I have opinions about weddings. I was going to say straight weddings, but I'm sorry. I guess gay weddings too.
Okay, so part one. How do we deal with weddings in our 20s? Everyone getting married. Everyone saying, fly back for my wedding.
It's so,
blah, 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 blah.
It's so tough. And I
get it.
I think I was very lucky because I know friends who have like 8 weddings every summer, and I'm glad I'm not that
person. I
feel
like person. I don't really have that. It's because we have gay friends.
Well, I honestly think that's what it is. And my dad was asking me literally like a week ago, he's like, are you coming home from any weddings or anything this summer? And I'm like,
I haven't gone back home for a wedding once.
Yeah, we did like 2 years ago.
Who? Oh, yeah, you're right.
But anyways, I'm just like, I think I was strategic about who I stayed friends with after college and high school. Not that I was like thinking about weddings and stuff, but I've been very lucky. So I've gone to some weddings, and especially flying, that adds a cost. So yeah. I understand what Em is saying. Like, it gets pricey.
It goes both ways, though. If you're having a wedding, you have to be understanding that not everyone can come. And just because it's your most important day, it doesn't mean it's our most important day.
I know.
I don't feel bad about that.
I think this is like...
I have gotten shit from people that are like, you can't come. I'm like, I have work, or I'm going to be out of the country, or like... Or...
It's expensive to buy a flight back to Michigan.
Or anywhere.
That's like $600.
I just feel
and
like...
And then get a hotel room.
I feel like everyone has to be understanding. I have to be understanding that this is a very important day to them. They have to be understanding that not everyone can be there.
That's my attitude when I think like, oh, someday when I get married, I feel like...
Of course I'm going to want my friends there, yeah.
But it's funny that they bring this up because I would feel uncomfortable. I don't want to make like a registry. I want to be like, don't bring anything. Like, literally, don't get me anything.
I feel the same.
But I get where they're coming from because if I've gone to all these weddings and given all this stuff, now if I were this person, I'd be like, y'all owe me a fucking nice couch.
And I've heard if you are invited,
a blender.
Tell me if this is right or wrong. If you're invited and you still can't go, you're still supposed to send a gift.
Yeah.
Oh, girl. Then I'm going to invite every single human I've ever known. And then if they can't come, they'll still send a gift.
And make it a destination wedding in like Europe so that they really can't go, but you'll still get a gift.
No, that's wrong.
Yeah.
I find that to be wrong. I like people that have the registration that's experiences for their honeymoon.
Yeah.
I think that is a more, if I'm going to give a gift, I'm like, that's more personal. And that's more like, I feel like I'm contributing to something that they'll have forever. Not like a dish set. You know what I mean? Like, fuck
I understand when people go to weddings and they're like, oh, you're supposed to like cover your meal, like if you're giving them cash or whatever, they're like, I've heard people be like,
oh, I've never heard that.
I've heard people be like, oh, you're supposed to like at least cover what you think the food would have been for. I mean, I give gifts, but I would honestly say, like, if I were having a wedding, I would not, and I knew I was asking my like wedding party, to come and get an outfit and all that, I would never expect them to get me a gift. If I asked you to be my best man, I would never expect you to then, on top of doing all that, get me a gift. No.
I think...
So obviously...
I think if you travel for a wedding, this should be the rule. If you're traveling to go to the wedding in the first place, that's the gift. You're fucking welcome. Put it in a bow.
I went to a gay wedding last summer, and it was a destination wedding, and they literally were like, please don't bring us gifts. We know that you're already traveling. We know that you're...
That's called being conscious.
Yeah. And I think, they were like in their 30s, so maybe it's a more grown-up thing. And
in that part of your life, you have... gotten the stuff that if you're going to get it in a registration, you probably lived for 10 years out of college.
Right. They already lived together and they had stuff. But I mean, yeah, she's saying she's in her 20s. She's still in college.
I think a registration comes from an archaic time when people would get married as a thing to do when you get out of school or when you were getting your first home. It's also when you're leaving home for the first time. I think back in the day, wouldn't you like live with your parents and then get married and move into your first home?
And that's why they got them.
And that's
like,
why you're getting all the
couches
new shit.
And blenders. And
I'm like no. You should be living. You should. I don't believe. I don't even think I would want gifts on my wedding.
I don't either. That's like I said. The wedding I went to last summer, the gay couple, they were like, please, 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 don't get us anything. They were like, if you're insisting on it, they were like, donate to. It was like in my hometown, so it was like. Donate to like the animal shelter because they both like love dogs, or it was like donate to the youth center because they know that the town we came from, we need stuff like youth centers and that sort of thing, so that people are.
I mean, maybe we're coming from a place of privilege where like we need less of these things right when people do,
but I think
you just have to be conscious that you can say, here's my registration, but like don't expect. I think it's. Only works if people on both sides are respectful and don't expect.
You can literally come to my wedding and please don't bring me anything.
Second part of the question, got any advice on how to cutely furnish your apartment on a budget? I furnished my first apartment in LA with flea market the house.
Yeah, no, I was going to say like, it's interesting because I get what you're saying. Sometimes you do want something nicer, like a couch or that sort of thing.
But the things that I got at the flea market were so cute.
Yeah. It depends on the city. I would say, like, I don't know where you live, but I know that I check Craigslist, and people just give free stuff away. When I moved back to San Francisco and I moved in with my roommate, they gave away, like, not a super nice couch. It was a few years old, but it's, like, probably nicer than a
curb
couch.
When I just moved, I took pictures and posted everything. I said, first come, first serve, claim it, dib it, and be able to be here at 6 p.m. and pick it up.
Yeah.
So maybe that's how to give things away, but how do you get things?
Troll Craigslist. Isn't there like an app that you can set up like to troll Craigslist for you?
I'm sure. Oh, that would be so nice.
Right? I don't know. We definitely understand your struggle. I would say hopefully, I don't know. I just wish their friends were more like aware of the like status of their other friends, if that makes any sense.
I guess, get cute shit on a budget, get married, and then divorce the next day.
Kim Kardashian.
How long do you have to be married before you can still keep the stuff?
I don't know.
Asking for a friend. Asking for M.
You want to go in splitsies?
Yes. Should we get married? Just as like a okay.
Absolutely not.
Am I just trying to get a couch?
Okay. Well, M, we wish you the best,
a happy birthday.
I understand your struggle. Why did you say you wish them a happy birthday?
It might be their birthday.
Truth. This year, have a good birthday.
Yeah.
Got it. Did you want to read the next question or did you want me to read it?
Why you put an emphasis on ride?
I said read.
Read. Go.
I'm going to read it. Well, they wished us a happy belated birthday, so thank you.
Thank you.
Corey, in a previous episode, you mentioned a dating app that really is for dating. What app is that? Also, how are your dating lives going? Do you have any online gay dating tips, profile pic ideas, conversation starters, dating do's and don'ts, etc.?
Now, I'm going to... Well, first of all, what's the app that you were talking about?
I think they're talking about... I said in one, I went on a date with someone. It was Hinge was the app.
But I never used Hinge.
That was the one where it like searches for your friends of friends.
Oh, I like that.
It's similar to like a Tinder, but it's like if you know a gay that I don't, that your friends with on Facebook that I don't know,
I like that.
That it thinks I might be interested in, it would like say, oh, this is a friend of Tyler's that.
The reason I like something like that and on Tinder where you can see friends is because you can get inside scoop, and plus it puts a little bit of like, not pressure, but like it elevates the first time meeting to a place of like, okay, well, I know that I have stake in the situation because I don't want them to know. Stake? I wish we got stake. I feel like they, if I knew that this person knew all my friends, I'm probably going to be more.
You're not going to be embarrassing on the first date?
Not that, but like, I think in my head, I would be more, try to make it happen.
You'd be less nervous.
And I would be less nervous because I'm like, okay, well, my friends have good taste.
Yeah.
I think there's so many factors that are better if I know that this person knows my friends.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's your dating life going? They also wanted to know.
Dating life is going.
Yeah. I mean, mine too. I'm glad I'm back in San Francisco. And
you've got a much better pool.
We were talking about it last night, you and I. Like, I just think I like San Francisco guys better than I ever liked LA guys. I just don't.
In your experience.
In my experience, yeah. I didn't meet a lot of people that I thought were matches necessarily in LA.
That's fair.
That's fair.
I will say, I think cities have different types of communities.
Yeah. Yeah, one of my friends was like,
you can feel the difference.
One of my friends was like, oh, are you liking SF? I've just always thought the gay scene in SF was like grungier than it is in LA. And I'm like,
grungier is a way to put it.
I'm like, I don't think grungier is the right word. I think it's like realer. It's not like cookie cutter, like everyone with abs the house down and everyone with like...
Don't talk about me.
Facial work and like muscle daddies.
So you're
and
not
like
talking about
shave
me.
Shave the house down and ab the house down.
I think that, yeah, you're right.
They're more different natural. Cities have different... They're more nice. I think the guys in SF are nicer. So I'm like, say what you will.
So you're enjoying your dating life in
San
Francisco.
Yeah, I am. That's the point of the
story.
That
makes me happy.
Still single, looking to mingle. The psychic said I was meeting my husband in May, so...
Well, the time is coming.
Getting
the clock
soon, I guess.
Is ticking.
Here we go.
What do you have any online gay dating tips?
Just the tips.
I would say... So you have to be honest with yourself. Are you on this app to hook up or are you
yeah,
on
absolutely.
This app?
Just know what you're using the apps for.
Right.
If you want to go on dates, go on dates. And I would say if there's a spot for like bio or whatever, put what you're looking for there.
Right. Right.
I think it's just nice for people to know so you go into conversations on the same stage.
I think a good tip is be honest and like upfront with what you want so that it's clear expectations. It's so low pressure on like something like Grindr or Tinder to just be like, hey, this is what I'm looking for, FYI, while you're having a normal conversation. What are you interested in? What are you on here for?
I think
that's such a good question to see. Or if I'm like talking to somebody and they're like, so what are you on this app for? I'm like, good, let's get on the same page.
One of my pet peeves is as far as like putting bios and stuff, don't list what you don't want. List what you do want.
Yes.
Don't be like, know this. No, what do you want? You're like attracting the wrong things if you're right. saying what you don't want. Say what you do. Keep it positive. Keep it light.
Here's a tip. If you know that you don't think somebody's a match for you, is this problematic to do?
I was going to say be honest.
No, to block people that you just know, I don't want them to think I'm...
I go so back
see,
and forth.
Like, I'm back and forth on it, but I'm thinking from a place of, okay, well, you only get a certain amount of people that you can see. If you know that you are not going to be
did you mean
into
are, like,
somebody.
Are you saying that they said hi?
No, I'm saying if you open the app and you see, okay, well, I just know that this person I am not attracted to.
Yeah.
Or even if you've had a conversation, I don't know if I would block somebody after a conversation. Unless they're
saying.
An asshole.
Like, if
so if
someone
somebody's an asshole
up,
on Grindr,
oh,
block them.
Yeah, block them. But I get what you're saying. Like,
I think on Grindr
like,
or something, blocking is the same thing as just saying no on Tinder. Is
true,
it not?
True,
technically.
True.
I don't know. I
get what you're saying. Like, if there was a 75-year-old neighbor of mine on Grindr and I wasn't attracted to him and we neither of us had spoken to each other on Grindr, I could just block him so I didn't have to see him.
Right. I think it's what you have to do is be open-minded of like, okay, well, some people can surprise you and that's fine.
Right. And I was just going to say, I think with all dating apps, especially in this day and age, I think it goes on to, like into the bullying thing and like, just try to be as nice as you can to people. And
that's
if
my
they're being
advice.
Crazy. Then
towns
block
are
them,
small.
But...
And I think about how I see and run into people in something as big as LA or San Francisco. Imagine being in a smaller town where
so
the pool is small. Girl,
that's why you need to block your 75-year-old
nice
neighbor that
people.
You're not interested in.
I block all my friends.
I do. Oh, I
because I'm like, I don't want you to see when I'm up to nothing.
First, yeah. I blocked you.
Profile pic ideas?
Just know your angles. Switch it up. Don't.
Switch it up. That's a good piece of advice. Switch it up. Because I feel like some people might think, oh, a picture is cute. Or not might not be into you. But then if maybe a month later you have a new picture, they might think, oh, that person actually is my type.
Yeah.
Maybe you weren't putting your best foot forward.
I'm a big fan of just, like, sharing pictures right from the beginning. Not dick pics. I didn't say anything. You gave me a look. Oh. But, I mean, if I say hi to someone cute, I might send them a couple other face pictures of me.
I think that's great.
I've got a diverse look.
And don't
look.
Tell me you don't have pics if you're on a smartphone. Bye.
Block.
Gotta go. Lead with a picture. Girl, bye.
Lead with a picture.
Lead with a picture.
If you don't have a picture.
Don't say hi. Don't make me be like, do you have pics? Gotta go.
Wow. What another great episode of Psycho
Are we done? Yeah. I think that was some pretty good advice. Again, we don't have all the answers, but we have our own. If you want questions to be answered from you.
Yeah, you can always email psychobabblequestions@gmail.com. And we get a bunch. We try to answer as many as we can, and we try to keep a variety. So if you hear, if you've got a question that we haven't necessarily answered in an advice episode before, email it.
And we've done a bunch of advice episodes. Yeah. So go back in the archives,
right. Listen
on iTunes, on SoundCloud. You'll find a whole bunch of advice questions that I like them. I like doing these because sometimes the questions are pretty general.
Yeah.
And we might be answering something that might be applicable to other people.
Right.
So when you submit your questions in the header, in the subject, give a very brief 7-word explanation of the question. Don't just say, help me, Corey and Tyler. We'll delete it. Give us a real subject that helps us know, oh, we've never answered that.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be super specific to your life. It can be pretty general. Whatever you want to send, send it to psychobabblequestions@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.
Follow us on Twitter. Follow Psychobabble on Twitter. We love you.
We love you.
We hope these answers helped you out if you were one of the few people that sent us an advice question.
Okie dokie, artichokey.
Bye. Bye.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today. Save